wellness revolution starts now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Welcome to our program today. Thank you for joining us. We're going to discuss a very common problem that afflicts literally tens of millions of Americans, and that's the problem of allergies. What's an allergy? An allergy is an abnormal reaction by your body's immune system to normal occurring substances in the environment. Things you breathe in the air, like wheat pollens, which is in the fall, tree pollens in the spring, grass pollens late spring, dust mites, mold spores, animal danders. These are all very common airborne allergens. And if you have a diathesis or predisposition towards allergy at some point in your life, that allergy reaction in your genes can turn on and you'll begin to abnormally react to these substances. Foods can also cause problems. You can have allergies due to foods. Common foods are wheat, corn, egg, milk, yeast, soybean. But any food can cause an allergic reaction. And the allergy reactions can be something as mild as simply itchy eyes or runny nose. Or you get an itchy nose, or then you get build up and you get sinus infections, you get ear infections. Kids often have this very common cause of ear infections in young kids is milk allergy. Because they give kids milk, and the milk, children are allergic to the protein in the milk, and it causes them to flare up and produce fluid in their ears, which gets infected. Sore throats, chest congestion, bronchitis, asthma, skin disorders, eczema. You can have problems with the stomach. You can get all kinds of, particularly from food allergies. You can have gastrointestinal problems. You can get reflux. You can get bloating, belching, gas, a host of health problems just from the foods that you eat. And most people, you know, turn to the pharmacy or to their doctor and they write them a prescription for an antihistamine, or if they got asthma, you got an inhaler, or they put you on some asthma medication, maybe put you on cortisol, but all of which masks the underlying problem. I started our health and wellness center back in 1989 as strictly an allergy practice. That's all we did. We treated allergies, airborne and food allergies. And initially, back in the late 80s and early 90s, we used injections. People had to come in once a week and get an injection. And then we learned about sublingual drops under the tongue. So starting in about 1996, we began to treat all our allergy guests using sublingual drops under the tongue on a daily basis, 3 drops under the tongue. They do it at home. We'd ship them the bottles. And that had a great impact. And it saved them from having to come in and sit down and wait an hour and all the hassle it is driving to the doctor's office to get a shot. And who likes to get a shot anyway? So people were much more compliant and did very well. Well, over the last 2 to 3 years, we have begun to use a new type of sublingual immunotherapy. And by the way the immunotherapy worked was it would cause your body to build up blocking antibodies to block the allergens that came in. Allergens are like antigens. They come in your body. If you have an allergy predisposition, your body will make antibodies to those allergens. And those allergens then bind to mast cells lining your respiratory tract or your gut. And when they do that, those mast cells will rupture and they release histamine. And histamine causes the microvascular, it's a swell and to weep, and that's where you get all the drainage. And then it's a culture media for bacteria. The next thing you know, bacteria gloms onto that. It's a culture, you've got a culture dish for bacteria, and the bacteria grows and get a secondary infection either in the sinuses or in your throat, in your ears, in your lungs. So that's why people, when they have this allergy reaction and it releases histamine, that's why they take antihistamines to block that. By the way, vitamin C is an antihistamine. It has antihistaminic properties. So that's why oftentimes I tell people, if you have an allergy, increase your dose of vitamin C. I personally use 1,000 milligrams per 25 pounds of body weight. So I use more than 8,000 a day. I use up to 12,000 milligrams every day. I take a vitamin C. It has multiple benefits, strengthening the immune system, strengthening the adrenal glands, strengthening your skin tissue. It helps you produce collagen, helps prevent heart disease. It's wonderful, but it's also an antihistamine, so it can be used in the treatment of allergens. But the previous treatment we used to use with the shots and the sublingual drops on a daily basis would build up blocking antibodies to block the allergy reaction. Now we use what is called low-dose immunotherapy. I wish I could say we devised it or designed it or invented it. We didn't. There's some physicians around the country that came up with a new way of treating allergies, and that is called low-dose immunotherapy, where they use very low doses of the allergens and many more. We used to treat for 20 or 30 or 40 even with sublingual drops. Now these treat for several hundred, various chemicals, foods, and inhaled allergens. And instead of having to take it on a daily basis, you take 3 drops under your tongue once every 7 weeks. So this is a whole lot easier to take. You only do it one time. You don't have to remember. You just get your dose once every 7 weeks. You squirt it under your tongue. That's it. It also is less expensive, and it has had a great result. It's being an allergist, I like to use a method of treatment allergies that works naturally without giving people a bunch of pharmaceutical drugs. So when we use shots and then we use sublingual drops, and now we're using this low-dose immunotherapy, and it's worked. 80 to 90% of our guests have incredible results. It's just hard. I take it myself. It's just hard to imagine that using the low-dose immunotherapy that infrequently that you can get relief of allergy. So if you have allergy problems and want to get those under control, then let me encourage you to contact us here at the OC Health and Wellness Center and discuss the treatment of low-dose immunotherapy with one of our new guest consultants. You can contact us at 281-698-8698, and we'll be glad to help you on that. Our goal with you and with every one of our guests is to help you get on a path of health and wellness naturally so you have energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. And I know this, allergies can wear you down. And the worse the allergies, the more problems you've got with recurrent and chronic sinus. You know, you get sinus, you get on antibiotics, and that causes you yeast overgrowth in the gut, and that causes a host of health problems. The yeast produces toxins, which make you more susceptible to infections, and you get on more and more antibiotics, you get on the cycle of illness. If you're taking antibiotics every year, once a year, twice a year, 3 times a year, what does that tell you about your immune system? You're not healthy. You got to build up your immune system. And one way you can do it is get the allergy load off your immune system so you don't react to those allergens. That will give your immune system more energy. And there are other treatments that we have as well. You can discuss that with one of our new guest consultants. Thanks for joining me today to discuss allergies. I'm Dr. Hotze. Look forward to having the opportunity to meet you and to provide you an opportunity to get healthy and well naturally.
At Physicians Preference Pharmacy, we understand that the quality of your compounded medications directly affects the way you feel, which is why we believe that your pharmacy should specialize in compounding medications while also delivering extraordinary hospitality and guest service. We believe that both patients and prescribers should accept nothing less than consistency and quality from their compounding pharmacy. This is why we've implemented some of the strictest quality standards in compounding, exceeding standard requirements, achieving PCAB accreditation, which is the Pharmacy Compounding Accreditation Board, an organization that sets the highest standards in compounding pharmacy regarding the safety, cleanliness, and quality of your compounded prescriptions. Because of our commitment to complete health and wellness, we are dedicated to making your medications free of lactose, parabens, artificial sweeteners, and any unnecessary dyes, binders, or fillers present in many other medications, offering you the cleanest products possible.
Thank information provided on this program is neither intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice and is not intended to replace the services of a physician, nor does it constitute a doctor-patient relationship. You should not use information from this radio program to diagnose or treat a health problem or disease without consulting with a qualified healthcare provider. If you have or suspect you have an urgent medical problem, promptly contact a professional healthcare provider or call 911. Dr. Hotze's Wellness Revolution advises you to always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified health provider prior to starting any new treatment or with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Any application of the recommendations from this program is at the listener's discretion.